Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa De Santos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa De Santos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to today's episode. Trust this week has brought you exceptional fulfillment. To round up this week, our scripture focus is Romans 12 verse 2. And reading from the expanded version of the Bible, it says, "Do not be shaped by, otherwise do not be conformed to, pressed into a mold by this world or this age. Instead, be changed within or be transformed by a new way of thinking, or change the way you think. Renew your mind. Then you will be able to decide or discern, test and approve what God wants for you. That is God's will for you. And you will know what is good and pleasing to Him and what is perfect." Today's title is Transformed Minds. Romans 12 verse 2 is a powerful scripture that emphasizes the transformation of the mind and heart. By renewing our thoughts and beliefs, we can align ourselves with God's will and lead a purposeful life. This passage encourages us to break away from conformity to the patterns of this world and instead be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Eric Liddell, famously known as the Flying Scotsman, is a classic example of living in alignment with Romans 12 verse 2. His story is famously depicted in the Oscar-winning film Chariots of Fire, which highlights his refusal to run in his best event, the 100 meters, during the 1924 Paris Olympics because it was scheduled on a Sunday. Liddell's steadfast faith and commitment to his Christian beliefs over worldly success captivated the world. Liddell's life embodies the principle of living out one's convictions with integrity, even in the face of immense pressure and potential loss. And despite this significant challenge, Liddell's story didn't end there. He trained for the 400 meters, an event not considered his best, and not only did he compete, but he also won the gold medal, setting a new Olympic record. This victory was a testament to his faith and a powerful demonstration of God's blessing those who stay true to their convictions. The key principles, or the key takeaways here, are the power of a renewed mind, understanding how our thoughts shape our actions and ultimately our destiny by allowing God to shape our thoughts and beliefs and embrace a mindset of growth and transformation. Discerning God's will. The role of a transformed mindset is perceiving and pursuing God's perfect plan for our lives by choosing faith over fear and worldly desires. Resisting conformity. Strategies for resisting the pressure to conform to worldly standards and values. These are the principles that we find in this scripture. The success principles, however, are mindful transformation, that is, actively seeking to align our thoughts with God's word and practicing self-reflection and self-improvement regularly. Intentional nonconformity. Choosing daily to live by God's standards, not the world's, and surrounding ourselves with a supportive Christian community. Purposeful living. Using our transformed minds to discern and live out God's will by cultivating a deep relationship with God through prayer and study of His Word. To put these principles into practice, you can start your day with scripture and prayer to set a godly tone for your thoughts and actions. Reflect on areas of your life where you may be conforming to worldly standards. Identify changes you can make to align your thoughts and actions with God's principles, and commit to renewing your mind daily through prayer, study, and fellowship. Mindful media consumption. Be selective about what you watch, read, and listen to, ensuring it uplifts and aligns with God's truth. Surround yourself with a faith-based community that encourages spiritual growth and accountability by seeking out Christian mentors or role models for guidance and engaging in regular acts of service and kindness to others. In conclusion, transforming our minds isn't just about personal betterment. It's about aligning ourselves with a divine blueprint for our lives. As we embrace the principles outlined in Romans 12 verse 2, we step into the fullness of God's plan, experiencing success that satisfies the soul and serves His kingdom. Let's commit to this renewing process daily, paving the way for a life of true success and divine purpose. As we immerse ourselves in God's truth and seek His guidance, we can experience true transformation and live a life that reflects His love and grace. Romans 12 verse 2 reminds us that by aligning our minds with God's will, we can discover our true purpose and walk in His light. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I choose to live by God's standards, not the world's. My convictions, rooted in faith, guide my decisions and my path. In aligning my life with God's purpose, I embrace the true success He has in store for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world, both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says, "The world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out, make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time." May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless. Have a restful weekend and see you again next week.